Chapter 9. I left school after my group. I ran out of the place. I fucking hated it. I stuck it for 3 years, longer than any of my own kids have done so far. But I hated it, every minute of it. I loved the primary school. Probably because we had only the one teacher and she was lovely. I can't remember her name, but she was lovely. We all wanted to be teachers when we grew up. It was just girls, 54 of us. The noise in the room when the teacher wasn't there, 54 screaming young ones. I was good in school, especially at stories. She always got me to read mine out to the class, before she'd even read it herself. I loved that. Ah, miss. Ah, come on. I don't want to. Ah, come on. She knew I was dying to get up and go to the front of the class, but she went along with it. Do we want to hear Paula's story, girls? Yes. 53 voices. I don't remember any of the stories. What were they about? There's nothing there in my head. Nothing. But I remember the applause after and the smiles. I was good in school. She made us think that we were good. I was only in the tech half an hour when I realised that I wasn't good at all. September 1969, after Corktown. We were all kept out in the yard when the older classes were let in. The headmaster stood on the steps and told us to shut up. He didn't tell us who he was. I just guessed that he was the headmaster. He read out all the class lists. Class 1-1 as follows. One last time, shut up. I was in 1-6, the second lowest. O'Leary, Paula. There were only 20 more left in the yard. I think it started raining. I went past him through the door. You'll have the proper socks for Monday, Miss O'Leary, won't you? Yeah. Yes is the word we use here, Miss O'Leary. Yes. We also say, sir, off you go, down that way, the open door. Mr. O'Driscoll. I remember all the teachers' names. There wasn't one of them that wasn't an out-and-out cunt. The men and women. They were all the same. Cunts. Cunts. I hated them. The night before my first day, Carmel told me all about them. I didn't really want to hear. She was ruining it. He's a creep. He never looks at your face and there's a smell off him. But she was right. Everything she said was true. My name is Mr. Waters. W-A-T-E-R-S. A dope, said Carmel. He thinks he's so smart. There's sweat stains under his arms when he's writing on the blackboard. Right through his jacket. He'll spell his name and say something smart about it. Wait and see. W-A-T-E-R-S. You are 1-6. But you should be able to remember that one.